Now, I heard somewhere that that there's a sign of intelligence, and only humans can do this, which is the idea of holding a, and only smart humans can do this, this idea of holding a belief in two opposing thoughts or ideas without losing your mind and going crazy. And if that's so, your book made me a whole lot smarter as I read it, because you challenged me in ways that I have not had in a book before.
Oh, thanks very much.
So, first of all, tell me about your book, the title of the book, how the other side of the coin relates back to the work of the Greek philosopher and mathematician Pythagoras.
Well, by the other side of the coin, I'm sort of talking about an alternative to traditional economics, because we have this the common theory about the economy is that it's basically stable. It's self-correcting, so you know you can have unregulated markets, and they'll be drawn to a kind of an equilibrium, and also it's kind of computable. And what I found was that actually, when I was researching my previous book, Apollo's Arrow, I was learning about economics while I was doing that, and I found, you know, all of these assumptions about why do we see the economy as stable? Why do we see it as this kind of rational machine which will optimize utility for, you know, mankind? I just found it very puzzling, because it seemed to me that the economy in many respects is not rational at all. For example, I mean, if you decide that you want to you want to buy a car, or you want to buy a house, there's definitely a rational component to that. But there's also a large component which is based on feelings and emotions and all sorts of, you know, other things. And also, you know, the idea that the economy is stable and self-correcting. I mean, as we've seen in the last few weeks, certainly, the so-called invisible hand has a bad case of the shakes, right? You know, the economy is actually quite unstable.
Mm-hmm.
What I think is that these ideas are kind of, they you can actually trace them back to the ancient Greeks, because they're kind of an extreme version of, you know, this kind of reductionist, mechanistic scientific tradition which we've had for the last, which has been growing, you know, for the last couple of thousand years, and which has been very, very successful in all sorts of areas like, you know, chemistry, physics, astronomy, stuff like that. But when you apply it to the economy, it just doesn't work, you